The information presented in this podcast is not intended for the treatment or prevention of disease or any medical condition, nor is a substitute for medical advice. The information contained herein in this podcast reflects only the opinion of the author and presenter and is in no way considered required practice.
Welcome to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connects your brain to your brawn.
Hi, this is Eric Fiorello, and I want to welcome you to Motivation and Muscle, streaming radio 24/7. Today is the 9th of June, 2017. Go out to FiorelloBarbellCo.com and look at our brand new, and I mean brand new, program called the Winner's Circle. It's 12 modules, basically, that will just beat the life out of old age. Of old thought patterns, just destroying things that you've always thought about, never got anywhere, and now you're scratching your head at, say, 30 years old, 35, 50 years old. What do I do? Well, we have got it for you. And I'll describe the 12 modules in sequence. Number one, the beginning. Number two, getting started. Number three is mental fortitude. Number four is sandbag domination. Number five is heavy specialization with shoulder pressing and bent rows. Number six, passion for what you love. Number seven, hands-on training. Number eight, big powerful arms. Number nine, high shrugs and the straight arm pullover. Number 10, the return of the iron boots. Number 11, strong stone strength. Number 12, love, passion, and my power rack. Now, you order this product right now, you'll get the 13th module free called the Stewards of Strength / Gatekeepers. And here's some of the highlights. Learning what the true definition of honor stands for. Where have all the men gone? Why you should test yourself constantly. Why strength is the foundation of your life. And why not stand out, stand apart, and lead the world? Also, another big feature with this. If you buy this product right now, you can hook up with any of the Fantastic Four. And you can work with these gentlemen for 1 hour for free. Martin Janzicks, strength athlete, trainer, world-renowned stone lifter, speaker who preserves the old world connections and traditions to physical culture. David Whitley, old time strongman, steel bender, trainer, author, and speaker, and king of the bent press. Douglas Graham, he's an expert in kettlebells, maces, clubs, powerlifting, and is a coach at Art of Functional Movement Academy. And last but not least, the great Dr. William Wong. Classical naturopath, a PhD, exercise physiologist, certified sports medicine trainer, speaker, and a World Sports Medicine Hall of Fame member. So you've got four of the top people in their field, in their craft. So go out there, buy the product, change your life. I'll help you any way I can help you out too. But it's all there, and we don't have video to it mainly because this is an education process, and you're not going to ever get good without becoming educated. Then we can do the video, because if I put video all over, you're just going to jump to the video. You need to educate yourself because you can become very, very good at what we have here with this product. So check it out. Give it a, I would say buy it. And we can go from there. And I thank anybody for purchasing the product beforehand. Next, contributions. This is a big thing. You see it all over the place. Buy me a cup of coffee. You know, buy me a sandwich. But you can get so much from this show, and we don't charge a thing. But right now, we need some help financially with it. Now, if you really want to get into contributions to the show, you will get for $25, you'll get our first module free titled The Beginning. And this is what's on The Beginning. These are the highlights of this module. Obliterating obstacles, success manifested, and overcoming roadblocks and the power of optimism. For $50, you get the same thing, okay? The beginning with all the great things on there, and you get a free half an hour of consultation with myself. We'll discuss, outline, encourage you on how to improve upon your current strength status, and we'll help build you towards any future goals you got in mind. Now, when you click on either one of these, it'll take you right to PayPal. Very simple, very streamlined. That's where you go with it. So anything that you contribute other than the 25 or 50, all you do is go out to PayPal, Fiorello Barbell at NICAP.R.com, and donate as much as you want, or should I say, contribute as much as you want. Anything that you would like to contribute to this great stuff we've got here, it's getting better and better all the time, would be much, much appreciated. And we thank you for that in advance. Now, we are doing a podcast with just me. And I get requests quite a bit for this. How come you never do any shows on your own anymore? We've done some spotty here and there, but this is where we are today. I had a little time tonight. I wasn't going to do it, but I've got a lot of things on my mind. I'm not going to make this real long. I'm going to make it very direct. I want to make you think about it, and we're going to come back to it more and more and more. Also, too, don't forget to go out to motivationmuscle.com/category/podcast. As I say, I haven't checked lately, but we are definitely, if we're not at 700 right now, we are pretty close. And we just keep moving and moving and moving. But I'm going to talk about a couple things. Yesterday, we had our good friend Steve Cotter on, and I haven't put the show up, but we were constantly going back to two words, the why. Very important with everything in your life. And then today we got off the phone. I was on with our good friend Jason Gillen just talking about things. And one thing that really struck a chord in me when we were talking was people asking, you know, Jason, it's happened to me. I'm sure it's happened to every one of you out there. Well, you know, your 30s, your early 40s. I mean, how long you think you're going to be able to do this stuff? And why do you want to keep doing it? And aren't you afraid of getting hurt? And this is where the why comes in. And it's very simple, man. No, I don't think people still get it yet. And I don't know if they're getting it when they're listening to the show. Physical culture. We rap on it over and over and over again. And it's, other than Bill Hinburn and a few of us, it's really been lost. It's kind of been driven to the side of the road just like a dip or a pullover or a 20-rep breathing squat. Another time. You know, we're modern now. We know what we're doing. We go out to Facebook. Great, great, great. But you know what? You really don't know what you're doing. And the ones that really understand physical culture and the why are you still doing it and this and that and every other excuse under the sun, moon, and stars doesn't work with any of us. There's just no way you're going to get us to stop what we're doing. In fact, when I was talking to Jason today, Jason's 43, and he's making more gains now than he ever has in his life. And I'll tell you one of the reasons why I'm sure he has, the same way with Steve Cotter, same way with myself. You become very constructive eventually what you do, and destructive too. But you start to figure out a lot of things. And when you have specific goals, you know, you stumble on to things. And that's not by accident. That's all stuff that's coming into you that you're putting out. And if you think I'm kidding you, go out and keep putting out stuff that you want to do or images of yourself. And watch how your life can improve in a week like that. But that's a whole nother show. And when Jason was telling me that and how much he's improving, it's the same way with my life right now. Everything is always an uproar with me. Something's changed and something's broken. Like today, I couldn't even get to my WordPress dashboard. Not a good thing, especially when you want to post a Motivation Muscle show. What do you got to do? You got to call the host. did it, was taken care of, but it led me to another thing where I'm going to change a host now. I'm going to be with Blueberry Totally now. So when you think in a correct manner, no matter what happens, you can stop it, and it's unreal. I mean, another opportunity opened up for me, and I've been wanting to find another vendor to store all of my data. We've got one now. I had to send them all the diagnostic stuff going on with my sites. They'll see what matches up, if we can do it, and I'm sure we can. I'll be happy, they'll be happy, and one thing that makes me very happy is I'll be able to talk to a human being instead of going back and forth on a keyboard. When you have critical mass like this, you need to speak to somebody, and that's why I'm doing what I'm doing. It's much better. You're not typing for a week. You can take care of things quickly. Whether they have to look at them or not, at least you spoke to somebody and gave them your concerns. Now, as far as training goes, obviously we're all training for something, some capacity. Everybody knows what I'm up to. But I'm going at things a little bit differently right now, and I'm taking areas that I feel work with everything I want to accomplish, and I'm building these parts of my body that I've never done like this before. I don't know if I would call it specialization right now, but I am going after specific areas. But I always make those areas work in unison from head to toe on me. Because I don't think anything just specializing on an area for a little while, yeah, it's all right. It's fun. But it's good to roll the whole body together. You know, if you're doing barbell rows, I would do curls that day. And some people say, well, that's self-defeating because the muscle's tired. That's a bunch of bullshit. It's all bullshit. It's like you can make yourself do anything. You don't have to go and curl 200 pounds. I don't care what you curl. 80, 60, 120. Choose your implement. Fat bar, curling bar, Olympic bar, 3-inch bar, dumbbells. I mean, it's endless. Endless. And you have to start thinking in that capacity with everything. And what that stuff does, without getting real deep into it because of time, it's always going to be life-changing. And with this is something that I love more than ever, is the word optimism. Optimism will take you places you've never been before. Think about it. What's it based on? Bad things. Things today? Temporary, right? You have control over your environment. You know what you're doing. And if you don't, go find out, right? Seriously? Why do you want to think on a negative side all the time? Why? Nothing's temporary. You can make things happen and keep them permanent. That's what optimism does. And that's what, when someone comes up to you and says, well, you're 40 years old now, you ought to slow down, and you know it's not good for you, and you know you could die early and all this, that's the pessimist. That's pessimism. What you do is have a deep-seated belief where you're an optimist no matter what. And this is the vision that creates your environment, the right environment, where nothing is impossible. Right? Build strength, and with strength comes success. Even when things challenge you, you're going to dive into them even deeper. It's going to be that I must attitude. You know, as I said on the blog today, words of inspiration, you know, action leads to momentum. When you got momentum, you got success. You're going places. But when any little thing or anything someone says to you drops you right down, you're never getting ahead in life, and they have power over you. And you don't want anybody to have power over you. What you need to do is stop worrying, stop letting others challenge you like that, and have faith. Faith is one of the most important words you can ever practice in your life. At least in my opinion, it is. How come you're not looking for the good things in life? Why are you constantly down on things, down on everything, down on the world? Why is everything bad? See, how you interpret things and bring them into your mind is going to really, really give you the outcome that you're probably not going to want. And these are going to be outcomes of failures, broken friendships, poor training, poor sleep habits. Just everything to you is going to be a hassle. No way to live. No way to live. And the biggest thing you're going to need to do more than anything is you're going to have to become physical again. And I mean physical in a way where we're not on treadmills. Okay? Seriously. You know, we're not using 10-pound dumbbells to do whatever we're doing. Unless you have a medical problem, and I always say, obviously, start slow, start small, start with the basics. But you need to go in and you need to be tested. You need to be tested to the point where you have something pushing down on you so hard, you literally got to swing upwards to be able to stand back up. And it is not as hard as the world tries to tell you it is. Me, as far as I'm concerned, like last night I trained, it was absolutely vicious. And what I'm doing is I'm reformulating so many ways that I train. You know, John McKean, great friend of mine in the show, doing a little bit of band work now. I haven't done band work probably in 10 years. The two lifts already have been phenomenal. Are they near what I can do? No. But it's like anything, break back in with them. Maybe I want to loop a heavier one and a lighter one together. Maybe I want to stand on them. Maybe I want to crisscross them in the power rack. This is what I'm talking about. This is what makes you a friggin' mental giant. And it makes you go after things with purpose. When we say the why are you doing that? Because I want to pick the biggest fucking rock up in the world and heave it up into the stars. That's why. Why are you doing this stuff at low positions, on the ground, with a stone, whatever you're doing? Why? Because the first 3, 4, 5 inches, I want to explode it right onto my lap. I don't want to fight it. I want to crush it. And when you think like that and you practice that art, it'll happen. Now, it could take you years to do it, to go over and lift the biggest stone in the world. So what? You realize what you're doing in those in-between times? You're learning yourself. You're managing yourself. You're building yourself. You are putting muscle on places you never could have before. And the biggest thing is the why. You have the most deep-seated belief in yourself you could ever, ever imagine. No one is ever going to create that for you. Only you. Only you. So I would tell anybody, no matter what level you are, of whether it's weights, sandbags, stones, kettlebells, whatever you're using, come up with a program, get yourself a notepad out, start today, start writing things down, start putting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 down. Where do you want to be in a month? Where do you want to be in 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, 12 months? What are you going to do to accomplish it? What are you going to give up or give more of to do it? When you can do things like that, when you can start mastering yourself like that, I am here to tell you, and I'm telling you right now, I've got more education in 3 years than I had through all the school I went through. Not bad, obviously, but school's only going to take you so far. You need to get out there, scuff your knees up a little bit, you know, hang your head down a few times, walk with your head straight up, walk with your shoulders back. Some days you're going to feel defeated. Some days you're going to feel like nothing can defeat you. Nothing. And you will not succumb to anything. You're going to build a force field around you like nothing you've ever felt. And I am here to tell you, your life will change like you can't even imagine. But it's another thing. It's stick-to-itiveness. It's dreaming. It's writing the dreams down. It's reading them back and forth. It's listening to things, reading things, memorizing things over and over and over. Reconstruct, deconstruct the mind. And most of all, get out there and lift something big. big, 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 big. When you can do that, I promise you, life is coming at you in a way you're going to love. It's going to be, you're going to jump on this thing, this great thing called life, this great thing called lifting, physical culture, and you will never look back. All I can tell everyone, and I say this to everyone on single shows, is think and be the best you can be. As my dad said, be a leader, be your own leader. And most of all, help a million other people out there, because you would be surprised what you got to offer. And we believe in you, and I promise you 30 more years of stuff that you can't even imagine. This is Motivation Muscle Streaming Radio, 24/7. Go out to Fiorella Barbell Co. and go out and see one of the greatest things for your whole mental scheme, for being a mental madman or madwoman, and all those movements there that have been lost and forgotten, where I'm telling you right now, you give them a chance, you're going to get places like you've never been before in your life. I am doing everything I can to introduce all this stuff back into physical culture. It's very hard work, but I know you're all up to it, and I know you need to jump on something like this. There's plenty of things to get with it, obviously. We want you to be part of it, and we want to be part of your life forever. Also, too, as I said, don't be afraid to contribute to a coffee to me, a sandwich, you know, sitting around BSing. And like I said, you want to give $25 donation, $50 donation, there is going to be plenty of stuff in there for you. It's very easy to go to the PayPal account. You can click either button on that. But whatever you want to give, go out to PayPal, Fiorello Barbell at NICAP.RR.com. And I greatly, greatly appreciate you and anything you can do to work with us. It is great, great stuff we're doing here. Also, too, MotivationMuscle.com/category/podcast. Go out and check every show out. We got tons of stuff. Also, too, go out to Apple and Stitcher. Give us a 5-star review. We appreciate that. If there's anything you'd like me to do with either just myself or anybody you'd like on here that hasn't been on ever or has not been on in a while, Fiorello Barbell at NICAP.R.com. Also, too, we are on AHA. That's AHA, the directory where all the new cars have the ability to get podcasting in them. Fiorello Barbell, you know, everything. Motivation and Muscle 24/7. That's pretty damn good to get in your car. Also, if someone meets you out in the concrete jungle or the gym, never be afraid to give them 5 words to inspire. 5 words can change your life. As my mom said when we were kids, never be afraid to say hello to someone or give them a smile. That might be all they get that day. If you're going to lift it, bend it, break it, twist it, squat it, push it, pull it. If you're going to lift stones, turn them into dust. As a great Hoosa Steel Stone Crusher says, in blood red, domination. We are domination. We clear cut the path. We don't follow anyone's. Dominate, obliterate, and dent everything in your path. No one will ever clip our balls, and as Russell Fur says, when he listens to our shows, he swears there's testosterone dripping out of our speakers. Yes, sir, it is, and it always will be. We have standards, and we will never sell out, no matter what. Also, too, as Frank Klein would tell all of us, who is my college professor in business, repetition, repetition, repetition. My dad, be a leader, not a follower. Be a leader, not a follower. John Ridge, the greatest chiropractor ever, he'd walk every patient in the door and say, keep smiling. Incredible 2 words, let me tell you. Be a steward of strength. Don't stand on the side of the road. Tell 100 of your friends we're coming, because we're not going to knock on your door. We'll kick it right through. It's very, very important. Very important. As the great Les Brown says, you all have greatness in you. We'll take it 2 steps further. We believe in you, and we got your back. And I don't know many people in today's world that would ever say that. Just very, very important stuff. So, everybody, we'll sign off here. Stay very strong, very vigilant. Keep what and where and why and know everything that's around you. Constantly check, 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 check. Always run scans on yourself. When you're out places, know where the door is, both front and back. Live life very strong. Be an ambassador. Be a steward of strength. And we will talk to you again very soon. Just so everybody knows, Monday, Ken Nowicki will be back on here with us. That's going to be a hell of a show. And we are going to have some great, great people on next week. Gareth Denyer will be back on with us. I'm just waiting to hear about Bill Hinburn. We got Jason Gillen on next week. We've got a plethora of great, great people on here. And you're going to meet some new ones coming up very shortly. I am just waiting to hear back from them. We will talk to you soon. And the world is waiting for you. Go out and do it. Do it!
Thanks so much for listening to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connected your brain to your brawn. We'll see you next time.